सत्यम ब्रुआत प्रियम ब्रुआत योग्यम ब्रुआत।
हेलो एवरीबॉडी, वेलकम टू द पॉडकास्ट ऑफ साइंस ऑफ सीयर्स। टुडे वी विल डिस्कस द साइन ऑफ टॉरस। द साइन ऑफ टॉरस इज द सेकेंड साइन इन द जोडियक। इट इंडिकेट्स द फेस ऑफ काल पुरुष। द नक्षत्रास इंक्लूडेड इन दिस राशि आर कृतिका, रोहिणी एंड मृगशिरा। The second, third and fourth padas of Kritika, all the four padas of Rohini and first and second pada of Mrigashira falls here. This is a Prishthodaya Rashi. This is also a female sign and a even sign. It is a Rajasic sign also. Lord of this Rashi is Venus. This is considered as a benefic sign. It is strong during night. It belongs to the earth element and is a fixed Rashi. Cattle shed, grazing fields, agricultural fields, forests are indicated by this Rashi. Moon gets exalted up to 3 degrees in this Rashi. The remaining 27 degrees are the Mool Trikona Rashi of Moon. This sign is friendly to the planets Saturn, Mercury and Mars. Sun and Venus have enmity towards this sign. Cancer, Scorpio, Capricorn and Pisces are the friendly signs to Taurus. The remaining are treated as enemy signs. Now let's discuss some of the results for those born in this lagna, that is with Taurus ascendant. The persons born in this lagna will have middle height, beautiful and attractive appearance. They will have good knowledge, memory power and will speak with reverence and thought. They are capable of attracting others by their attractive speech. Will support the truth, honesty and justice. He or she might be a selfless person, but they will not budge from their principles, will win over their enemies. They will have a majestic appearance, patience capable of withstanding losses and troubles, will not give up easily. He or she may be a good orator, will respect all without minding their age, will follow the rites and rituals and will manage to plan and keep their life to their utmost satisfaction. For that purpose, they will not mind spending money. The yoga aspects will be commonly experienced at the later stage of their life. The benefic planets for Taurus are Saturn, Sun and Mercury, and other planets, for example Jupiter, the Moon and Venus, are malefics. Generally, there it is considered that there are no Yogacaraka planets for Taurus Lagna. Now, what are the influence of planets when this Rashi is in the ascendant? So first of all, Venus is the Lagna Lord and also owns the sixth house. The sixth house, Libra, is the Mool Trikona for Venus and is to be considered as a benefic. Some authorities think that being a Lagna Lord, he will be a benefic. But in spite of his lordship over the Lagna, he is to be considered as a malefic only. If he is in strength, the results of the sixth house will flourish, but finance will get spoiled. It is better if he joins Moon or Sun or Mercury. Normally, during the Dasha of Venus, only mixed results are expected. It is better if he is weak rather than gaining strength. The lower abdomen, hidden body may get affected by Venus. After that, Mercury owns the second and fifth house from Taurus Lagna. Since the fifth house is the Mool Trikona sign of Mercury, he becomes a benefic for this Rashi. Be it mathematics or any other field of education, the native will come out with flying colors. Will plan judiciously and execute the things. Will become an author. If he joins Sun and be placed in the second or fourth or fifth, will get graduation degrees like BSc, BCom, Engineering, and also a degree in auditing. Children will be with dignity and will attain great heights in their life. Is capable of speaking with profound meanings and will attract others by his attractive words. Finance though will not be plentiful but will not be wanting. They will get financial assistance to the required level. The Purva Punya Lord Mercury should not get afflicted though. Generally the 1st, 2nd, 4th, 5th, 9th, 10th and 11th are the favorable places for Mercury for this Lagna. Moon, the owner of the Vratru Vava, that is house of siblings. The moon, if he is exalted in Taurus, becomes a malefic on account of the reason that the third house is a Maraka place for fixed Lagna. Still, since the third house is an Upchay house and the house indicating courage, siblings, etc., it is better if he is placed with strength. A strong moon will give good courage as well as siblings. Cancer, that is the third house, being a female Rashi and moon also being a female planet, the native's sister will be well disposed towards the native of Taurus Lagna. Good placement where moon will do good are the 1st, 3rd, 4th, 5th, 10th and 11th house. Now the Sun, a natural malefic on account of his ownership of the 4th, Kendra becomes a benefic for Taurus Lagna. If he is with strength, generally family comforts, happiness, house, vehicles, etc. are the expected results. If Sun is with strength and is placed in Taurus, Gemini, Leo, Virgo or Aquarius, the native may get a superior house and vehicle. Contrarily, if Sun gets afflicted, fear in the mind prevails. Confusion, disease, dissatisfaction with the superiors are some of the bad results that may be experienced. When Sun is with strength, the native will get the affection and love from mother and himself will also be like that. Mother will be long-lived in this case. The native of this Lagna will have basic education if Sun is having strength, graduation is assured. Whichever field they are working, they will work hard and will try to get higher positions. They will have the necessary intelligence for the same. It will be good if Sun is placed in the 1st, 3rd, 4th, 7th, 9th, 10th and 11th houses. After that, Mars, the owner of 7th house of spouse and partnership and the 12th house of losses. He is a friend of the Lagna Lord Venus. Spouse will be either well educated or will be a wealthy person. Even if the husband is of a lower status than her, she will adjust herself and will run the family peacefully and harmoniously in case of female natives. But she will be subjected to anger and stupidity also. If Mars is afflicted, married life will not be good. Quarrels and misunderstandings will be the results often. Loss of money will be there also. There will be no peace in the family in most of the cases when Mars gets afflicted. If Mars is in strength, there will be increased business, advancement in industrial works, foreign jobs are likely to materialize. The 12th lordship will not harm because of the reason that a Kendra lord, if afflicted, will yield only benefic results. After Mars, Jupiter owns the 8th and 11th houses. Even though the 8th house is a Mool Trikona house, but it being a Maraka house, Jupiter becomes a Malefic. Jupiter being the Karaka for finance or the Dhanakaraka, and also owning the 11th house of gains, will promote the finance of the native if placed in any of the houses, for example, 1st, 2nd, 3rd, 5th, 9th or the 11th house. 8th house is the Lavasthana, that is the house of gains for the 10th house. If Jupiter is conjunct with 10th lord or is associated with the 10th house, the native is likely to be the head of a department or an organization. Will also have long life. If placed in the 8th house, which is the own house of Jupiter, Saral Yoga results. If he joins Mercury or has Parivartana or exchange or have mutual aspect, it is a Dhana Yoga. If Sun and the 9th Lord are conjoined with Jupiter and is placed in the 11th house, there will be long life. Fortune will come only in the later part of life, that is only after 40 years. After Mars, Saturn, the owner of 9th and 10th houses. When a planet gets the ownership of a Kendra or Trikon, he becomes a strong Yoga Karaka. But for Taurus Lagna, Saturn is like that, but this will not hold good. Because the 9th house is the Badhak Sthana and he also becomes a Badhaka Lord. If he is placed in the 10th, it is good. 9th house placement is not good. If he is placed in the 9th to the 9th house, that is in the 5th house, the Badhaka blemish will vanish and Saturn will become a benefic. Saturn beneficially placed will give economic advancement, good placement, attainment of higher posts, assistance of the government or authorities, betterment for father is also expected. Due to the ownership of the 9th as well as the 10th houses, there will be benefits either way to the father and self. If Saturn is exalted in the 6th house, it is a Raja Yoga. If placed in the 4th house, 10th house matters will get strengthened by this placement. Whatever has been stated for the Karaktattva of Saturn in Aries Lagna will also hold good for this Lagna also. Generally, natives of Taurus are patient persons. Whichever field they are in, due to their hard work, capability and indulgence, they will come up and will attain a higher status and position in most of the cases. They will not be afraid to work harder and harder. After the planetary effects for Taurus Lagna, let's discuss some yogas generated due to some specific combinations. When Moon placed in 4th house and aspected by Jupiter or Mercury, it will give rise to a good yoga. If Mars is placed in own sign, that is in the 7th house, it will give beneficial results. Dhana Yoga results if there is conjunction between Jupiter and Mercury or mutual aspect is present between them. If Mercury and Venus are in Kendra and Jupiter in the 7th, Mercury Dasha will give a great yoga. When Mars and Jupiter are in Lagna and Jupiter is in the 9th, Jupiter and Mercury will yield good results. If Moon and Venus are in the 6th and Mercury and Jupiter in the 11th, Jupiter Dasha will give a financial rise. Venus Dasha will give women's wealth. Yoga will result if the Sun and Mercury are in 10th and Venus is exalted in the 11th house. After that, if Jupiter and Venus, both of them are exalted, this can give rise to a very good yoga for the acquisition of large lands. If the 5th Lord Mercury and the 9th and 10th Lord Saturn are jointly placed in the 6th or in the 9th house or in 10th house also. Raja Yoga will result in this case. If Saturn is placed in the 2nd or 3rd or 4th to Venus, good yoga will result in this case also. Conjunction of Venus and Saturn is good because one being a Lagna Lord and the other the 9th Lord, if they are placed in the 1st, 2nd, 9th, 10th or in 11th house, it will be a Raja Yoga. If the 7th Lord Mars and the 9th Lord Saturn both get exalted, fortune through wife can be manifested.
You can reach us through the email ID, that is scienceofseers@gmail.com, and also can use the link for asking questions given in the description box. We will be back with new episodes shortly. So, see you later. Till then, Satyam Bruhat, Priyam Bruhat, Yogyam Bruhat.